This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number of Americans who can't find a job is at a pandemic low. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
444,000 Americans filed for unemployment aid last week, down 34,000 from a week earlier. It's a sign the job market keeps getting stronger as virus cases fall, business restrictions ease, and consumers spend. The drop comes as nearly every GOP governor moved to cut off a $300 weekly federal jobless benefit many businesses blame for discouraging those without a job from seeking one. The trend gained momentum after last month's jobs report showed far fewer jobs added than anticipated, partly because many businesses couldn't find enough workers. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A few Senate Republicans say they may well support a bill passed by the House last night that creates an independent commission to investigate the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January. Former President Trump has warned against that. Here's our Mike Gracia.
On this vote, the yeas are 252, the nays are 175. The bill is passed.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing the vote as the U.S. House of Representatives approved the creation of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. During debate, Democrats and Republicans voiced support for the commission. In the Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday morning he will oppose the legislation.
A very few other Republicans, though, say they are inclined to support the bill, including Utah Senator Mitt Romney and Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren's husband has been arrested on criminal charges. No details. Police searched the home last night. Timothy Granison will be in court this morning. This is AP News. Should three former Minneapolis police officers face an additional charge in George Floyd's death? AP correspondent Mike Hempen on this morning's hearing.
The Minnesota Court of Appeals will hear arguments on whether the former officers should face an additional count of aiding and abetting third-degree murder. Thomas Lane, Jay King, and Tu Tao are scheduled to go on trial in March on charges of aiding and abetting second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors wanted to add the third charge following an appeals court ruling in February. The three-judge panel has 90 days to make a ruling. It's possible the judges could rule in favor of the state and send the case back to the lower court to add the charge. I'm Mike Hempen.
Almost all retailers report sales figures this week are showing enormous numbers. Those sales figures include customers who are getting out of the house and now showing up at stores. The very latest from the retailers. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.